Maybe the plane crash in which Yevgeny Prigozhin died last summer after he led an uprising against Vladimir Putin really was an accident. Maybe Boris Nemtsov being shot to death in February 2015, just 2 days before he was to lead an opposition rally in Moscow, was a random crime. Maybe Sergei Magnitsky's death in prison after it helped uncover tax fraud in the Russian government really was just the kind of heart attack anyone can suffer. And maybe it was a stranger who spiked Alexander Litvinenko's green tea with polonium, which killed him in 2006. At least a dozen opponents of Vladimir Putin and his policies have somehow been shot, poisoned, or fell out of windows to their deaths. Alexei Navalny survived a poisoning in 2020. Agents smeared the powder in his underpants as he flew to Moscow from Siberia, where he'd been doing opposition work against the Putin regime. Doctors in Germany saved his life, but he didn't stay there safely with his family and become a high-priced pundit. Alexei Navalny returned to Russia, where he is immediately arrested and charged. "This is how it works," he told the court. "They put one man in prison to make millions scared. All of this, the National Guard, this defendant's cage, it's a show of weakness, just weakness. You can't lock up millions and hundreds of thousands of people. And I very much hope that people will be more and more aware of this. And when they're aware, a moment will come when all this will crumble. My life probably isn't worth a penny," said Mr. Navalny. "And I want to say, there are many good things in Russia now, and the best are these very people who are not afraid, who don't cast their eyes down at the table, and who will never give up our country to a bunch of corrupt officials who have traded our motherland for their own palaces, vineyards, and aquediscos." The courtroom speech of Alexei Navalny. He was 47 years old. He leaves behind his wife, Yulia, a daughter, Daria, and their son, Zakhar.